Not good news for the nursing homes in New Jersey. Oh, it sounded like good news initially when the Department of Justice said they were going to investigate the nursing homes in New Jersey as well as New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Those were the long-term care centers were hit the hardest by COVID-19. Well, the reality is the investigation by the DOG could apply to fewer than a dozen facilities in New Jersey, or less than 3% of the state's nursing homes. If you look at the letter sent by the Department of Justice to the four governors of the states seeking data on the COVID-19 cases, deaths, hospitalizations at nursing homes, it specifies owned, operated, or managed by the state. DOJ said it would use the information to determine if residents' civil rights were violated during the spread. This definition of public appears to include just 8 nursing homes owned by a variety of counties, as well as 3 state-run veterans centers, where the vast majority of the long-term care facilities in New Jersey are privately owned, so they apparently are not going to be investigated by the Department of Justice. Just to remind you of the stats of the matter, since March, 38,200 long-term care residents and staff have been diagnosed with the coronavirus, and more than 7,000 have died as a result, which makes roughly half of the state's over 14,000 total lab-confirmed fatalities. Of the 388 cases, 146 deaths are connected to the 3 veteran homes. According to federal figures, New Jersey has the highest long-term care case rate nationwide and the second highest death rate after Massachusetts. I think it was on Wednesday the Governor Murphy said the state would continue to examine how it can help nursing homes better address the pandemic. Oh, sure, now. The process would involve, he says, not only trying to figure out what happened. Well, people died because of a lack of PPE and pretty bad mandates by his office, but also trying to figure out what happened so it doesn't happen again. And the question is, do we need the Department of Justice to establish that focus? According to Murphy, the answer for that is no. So with the parameters set as limited as they are, here are the homes and the case rates in them that the DOJ is going to look at. Bergen County Health Care Center, they currently have 51 resident cases, 38 staff cases, and 10 resident deaths. There's Bergen Newbridge Medical Center in Paramus, 1 resident with COVID-19, 1 staff case. Cresthaven Nursing and Rehab Center in Cape May Courthouse, no cases. Meadowview Nursing and Rehab Center in Northfield, no cases. Preakness Healthcare Center in Wayne, 114 active cases among residents and 121 staff cases, 31 deaths. Roosevelt Care Center in Edison, no current outbreak. Roosevelt Care Center at Old Bridge, no current cases. And Shady Lane Nursing Home in Clarksboro, no current outbreak. So if these are the only locations the state's going to investigate, then New Jersey should pass this test with flying colors. But there was steps forward. In this matter, New Jersey lawmakers approved reforms, but not a state investigation of nursing homes and veteran centers. There were 9 bills that would affect long-term care facilities here in New Jersey, which are connected to half of the COVID-19 deaths, as I mentioned. They were approved this past Thursday by the State Senate Assembly, and 4 are now sitting on Governor Murphy's desk. State Senator Joe Panaccio, who's a Republican from Morris, said the legislature should go into a investigation about why so many died from coronavirus in New Jersey nursing homes. But the Democrats blocked a vote on taking up a bill like that. Only about 1/3 of the package of bills made it to the governor for his signature. Another 1/3 passed the Senate, but not the Assembly, and the other 1/3 still stuck in committee. These were the bills that were sent to the governor for his signature. establish minimum wage requirements for certain long-term care facility staff, establish a direct care ratio requirement for nursing homes, and require DHS to conduct a nursing home care rate study. Second bill, establish the New Jersey Task Force, which we know how well those work out, on long-term care quality and safety, which would develop recommendations to drive improvements in person-centered care, resident and staff safety, quality of care and services, workforce engagement, and sustainability, and any other appropriate aspects of the long-term care system in New Jersey. Third one, establish certain requirements concerning the state's preparedness and response to infectious disease outbreaks, epidemics, and pandemics affecting long-term care facilities, which you would have imagined those already existed, but apparently not or not good enough. And the fourth, establish a temporary rate adjustment for nursing facilities to support wage increases and to cover costs related to COVID-19 preparedness. It would make a one-time appropriation of $62.3 million from the general fund to the Department of Human Services for the purpose of implementing that bill. Well, what should we call all this? When you look at those four plus the other four that are passed by the Senate waiting for the Assembly to do something with, we should call this a way overdue start.